guess that answers that. Anywho, so yeah, I don't know if you're familiar, Fred, with this VoIP MS. We all got it because they're a Canadian company, and I'm sure you're familiar with them, but they're cheap as dirt, 85 cents a month, and, you know, like 9/10 of a cent a minute. And so we can have it on these phones, you know, for little or no cost, play around with it. And calling between, as long as you stay on their system, it's all free, so it's yet another free use for, you know, of course, the 85 cents. But, you know, then you think, you know, well, I got a real phone here now. So now you're starting to look at that $1.50 thinking, you know, I don't know, does $1.50 a month seem fairly reasonable?
Yeah, because usually what they'll do, so if it's $1, I think my E911 access for me is $1 per gig ID plus tax. So you need to, while it might be, you know, $1.50 to enable E911 access, the tax rate is going to vary. Generally is what, and there's still the percentage you pay for, you know, whatever rate center or whatever county, because county-based in Michigan. So wherever county you're in is what gets the rate, you know, for the percentage or whatever. So, like, right now, because every month I log in and I get a, you know, prepay for our rates through SkyTel. And so, like, I'm on Rockman's first. So I had 15 hours of inbound and 27 hours of outbound for just for Rockman's last month. And it was, it cost $1.89 in minutes. But my taxes, $36 in E911 taxes, just for one account, or for Rockman's, which is only 140 numbers, so that's not bad. When I go pull up my view statement, my view one is going to be three times that. So, yeah, E911 can suck my left and right nut. I pay so much more a month for E911 than we will ever, you know. It pays for hose 8K every once a year.